What's up, Browns fans? Nathan's girl alongside Matt Wilhelm. Welcome to our game preview as the Browns travel to the West Coast to take on the Los Angeles Chargers. And Matt, first of all, for you, how weird is it to know they're going to L.A. to play your Chargers?
It's still very odd for me, and I make that mistake almost daily on the radio or every time I reference the Chargers and their recent success, and they really have had some recent success. I think Phillip Rivers is now going to have the longest active starting streak since Eli Manning has been benched, and I think it has a lot to do with, you know, the longevity that he's put into his career and the playmakers he has around him. That's going to be running back Melvin Gordon and, of course, wide receiver Keenan Allen, who has had two great weeks in a row.
Yeah, indeed. 331 yards receiving, three touchdowns over the last two games alone. And this Chargers team started the year 0-3. They've won five of their last seven. They are very much in the AFC West playoff picture as well as the AFC wildcard picture. You talked about Rivers, 20 touchdowns, seven interceptions on the season. And really, he's been using Keenan. He's been using Melvin Gordon. And now they have another guy, Austin Ekeler, a little running back who's got 150 yards receiving in the last 3 weeks.
It really is. And Phillip Rivers spreads the football around very well. They might not necessarily stretch the field that he has in past years with, you know, Vincent Jackson and other wide receivers. But Travis Benjamin can be that guy for him, but he just dinks and dunks and takes what's there. And I think in some cases bails out by standing in that spot in the pocket by delivering the football to his running backs, who are very productive.
Now, defensively, this is really the part of the Chargers you want to talk about. They can get to the quarterback, Bosa and Ingram. They've got a great secondary. This is a complete defense.
It is, and what I would expect, and we played some very good defenses recently, the Lions, the Jaguars, and, of course, the Bengals, who rush four and drop seven. So DeShone Kizer might have a little bit of a prep to how to approach such a great Charger defense, but they're as good on the back end as they are on the front end.
Yeah, no doubt about it, and they get after the quarterback better than anybody. It's going to be imperative that the Browns run the ball. Now, you look at individual running backs, have not had much success against this Chargers team, but they come into the game somehow with the 32nd ranked run defense. So if I'm the Browns, I think you're going to see a lot of Crow, a lot of Duke, and maybe even Kizer running to extend drives. It's going to be tough to throw on this
team. It absolutely is, and I think the big kicker is when we do move the ball successfully into plus territory, get it in the red zone, we cannot kick field goals because the Chargers score a lot of points.
Yes, they do. They are one of the best in the league, have one of the best differentials in the league. The Browns certainly have their work cut out for them as they look for their first win. But, hey, they got the Chargers last year. Maybe lightning strikes twice. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for watching this game preview. Keep it tuned to ClemBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for the latest on your Browns.